There we go. And that should be Facebook Live audio. And that should be podcast audio recording. All right. Kind of drive-by wine cellar here. Quick, fast, not planned. Not even coming from the winecellarmedia.com page. Coming from the William J. Jackson page. All right. That is facebook.com/winecellarmedia. And that gets you to the William J. Jackson page. All right. Oh, wait, you can invite friends. That's nice. Neat.
Oh, that's what? A fun feature.
I have to individually invite you fuckers?
Oh.
Yeah, how about no? I just want to click all. I can't just click all.
Sometimes you have to put in the work, William.
No.
Yes.
Nah, that's whack, son.
This show is so reverse racist.
These are the facts.
Mm-hmm. This show.
I never save that one.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Fuckers.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
That was loud.
Yeah.
Woo!
That was Penny Loco at full volume.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
Okay. Now that's Penny Loco.
Yeah.
Negroes doing...
Ah!
Whoa! We gotta get her to record more stuff for us, too.
I don't know how much she's quite literally a inventor scientist.
She is.
Yeah.
Negroes doing Negro stuff.
We are Negroes doing Negro stuff, actually.
On a Britney Spears instrumental. Yes. That's how black it is.
Yeah.
It can still be that on a Britney Spears instrumental.
Mm.
These are the fact-based facts. All right, explicit content.
Yes.
This is TVMA.
Yes.
All right. This is NC-17.
Yes.
All right. Not Cenk Uygur. Not NC-14. All right. NC. Hey.
Oof.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Hey. Whoa. I cast Nuclear Winters. Fuck face.
That was nuclear-esque. Yes.
All right. I'm going to be at the factory a lot. All right, I already signed up next week. Apparently, we are ridiculously short-staffed. More operators quit.
Yes.
More packers quit. And a couple of group leaders quit. A lot of people are leaving since the multinational corporation bought the local packaging plantation chain.
Yes.
All right, so they offered up a deal to anybody willing to work 12 hours every day next week. That they would pay for your Uber ride back home from work or to work. You know, one way they'll pay right. for your Uber ride. So Phoenix Cleaver's going to drop me off at work in the morning, and I'm going to take the Uber back home at the so-called expense of the plant. Remember, they in capitalism, they're like, oh, we can't afford to pay you more. But all of a sudden, you got all this extra overtime money and Uber money.
Yep.
And I guarantee you they throw one of their tacky little pizza parties at the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee, sure. goddamn sure. to you.
Yes.
I'm just, hey, just get Rosati's if you do it, fucko.
They're not going to get Rosati's. They're going to get, like, Little Caesars or some shit.
Nah, they get Rosati's every time.
Do well, they really?
Yeah, like, but they, you know, they get, like, super duper mega large where it's, like, you can't even see the label. But, like, if you get a glance of, like a little advertisement stuck to it or something. Mm-hmm. And that's it's a zesty pizza pie.
A zesty. Yeah. Nobody says zesty, you fucking weirdo.
I'm going with zesty. There's a lot of zest. Zestfully clean.
Oh, also, nobody stop it. Stop it. This is why people call you granddad. This is why people have been calling you granddad since you were in your 20s.
No, according to where I work now, it's abuelito. Get it right okay, or pay the
abuelito.
Price.
Okay, abuelito. Okay, abuelito.
Yeah, see you, way.
Shit. Also, I'm going on the Liquid Flannel podcast tonight.
Liquid Flannel?
Yeah.
Is that like some blue-collar cats that just made their own whiskey? We're going to call this Liquid Flannel.
That's what it sounds like. It is a leftist politics and pop culture podcast from the Plains. Yes.
Is the Plains that Midwest?
Yes.
All right.
So, yes, they are also Central Standard Time. Whoop, whoop. So, yeah.
And I had put the word out there. Something is wrong with my sex workers' rights feed.
Yeah.
Where I get my sex workers' rights news. This is the latest shit that they have in my sex workers' rights news. is the Women's March on Washington welcoming to sex workers on Mike.com.
Oh.
Yeah, something is wrong with my sex workers' rights feed, and Google can go fuck themselves for that. Right? Like, they have one from The Intercept. Let's check the date stamp on that. Like, because I'm trying to get sex workers' rights news.
Right.
You know, like, this is a news and comment program. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck do I have something from May 29th, 2017? What is that?
I don't know. You know what? Honestly, I get my sex workers' news from following sex workers on Twitter. Like, honestly, that's how I get my news.
Now, why aren't you tagging me?
If we get an actual news story, I do tag you. That's the thing. Is there's actually very little, like, news. A lot of it is, like, you know, like, there's a protest event coming up, and then, like, 10 different places will write about, you know, like, that heavily, like, it was a bright, sunny day when sex worker Cameron decided, you know what I mean? And it's, like, the whole fucking backstory, but it's not, like, the news. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of, and there's actually one coming up in New York, and I think they're doing one in L.A., and they're doing one in D.C., so more sex worker protests are going on, so that's happening. But yeah, as far as like actual like legislative news, there's not a lot going on. It's just sex workers being arrested and
fuck word. Yeah. I'll fucking report on that shit too.
Yeah,
who else is fucking talking about it?
Nobody.
I mean, and I subscribe to, and this is the name of the show, I subscribe to the Whorecast.
Yes.
And you know what, they probably don't have much time to broadcast, you know, like shit is rough.
It is, especially with Sesta Fosta. So yeah. Oh, although speaking of sex work stuff, I think maybe I'm going to be helping put together a sex worker zine. Zines are still a thing.
Magazine?
Yeah.
Online magazine or like fucking physical, hold it in your hand and sit on your couch?
It's going to be online.
Word.
Yeah. So yeah, I know someone who's affiliated with that and they're just kind of overwhelmed with things right now. So I think I'm going to be helping them out there a bit. So.
Good money.
Yeah.
Good money, good money.
That's happening. All right. Should we actually get to the fucking news?
Yeah, yeah. Quick, and because I'm busting another 12-hour joint tomorrow.
Shit. All right. Yeah. Trigger warnings for everything that we normally talk about. Y'all ain't new. Y'all fucking know. Okay. First of all, vaccinate your fucking kids. Just some headlines. There has been at least 107 measles cases confirmed across 21 states. Including Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan, Missouri, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Washington, D.C. So vaccinate your fucking kids. How about that?
Father Teresa's wine cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
We do that. Also, Costa Rica, I'm going to keep an eye on this. They have declared a national emergency over gender violence.
Huh? Hey.
Right.
Keep going. Yeah. Fuck the headline. What's that story?
Costa Rica's president, Carlos Alvarado Quesada, and the women's minister, Patricia Mora Castellanos, have signed a decree implementing a state of national emergency in response to skyrocketing rates of gender and domestic violence against women. They said, quote, "We have to raise our voices so these human rights violations stops." That was a quote from Castellanos at the presidential palace, accompanied by female cabinet members and several lawmakers. The decree implements about 40 measures and programs to address gendered violence at a state level, including creation of shelters for women and children, local committees for immediate action and detection of gender violence. A change of mentalities is also necessary besides the emergency plan to eradicate gender violence in the long term, says Castellanos. The move follows more than 20 women's rights groups urging the government to take more radical measures after the country has registered at least 14 deaths of women so far this year. According to the UN, rampant domestic violence is forcing women to flee their homes in Central America. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people... he's all up, his tail is just in your face. All I see is like out of my peripheral is just the tail of the cat moving. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people, including women and children traveling alone, leave the region. Among the most affected are the Northern Triangle nations of El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. According to Costa Rica's Justice Investigations Bureau, over 1,000 women have filed complaints about sexual abuse in the past 2 years, primarily women between the ages of 12 and 17. And in half the cases, victims say they were abused by a relative or friend.
And they declared, what was it at the beginning? A state of emergency?
They call it a national emergency. We would call it a state of emergency here. But yeah, that's...
Okay.
Yeah. So government funding, government programs, education, yeah, outreach. Yeah.
Shit, and where is it? Costa Rica?
In Costa Rica, yes.
Dadgummit.
Yeah.
Shit, man, if McMurica did that, holy shit, there's a lot to do.
Meanwhile, in America, 49 out of 50 states have legal child marriage, and there's 400,000 untested rape kits. We're on top of it, guys. Freedom and shit.
Yeah, like, you'd have to throw, like, fucking 40% of the fucking imaginary economy at it. Imaginary yeah. economy, because money is made up.
Money is made up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one is a please stay fucking safe out there. New Haven, Connecticut. Literally, in the last 48 hours, 76 people have OD'd. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, and most of them all OD'd together in a park.
What the fuck happened?
So, what happened is people were using K2, which is a synthetic marijuana. Because of course, you know, marijuana is illegal for some... Hi, cat. Because marijuana is illegal for some fucking reason. I mean, well, we know why. Prison populations and tax revenues and shit like that of prisoners. So, basically, people are using synthetic K2, which is synthetic marijuana. But, of course, you know, marijuana is not actually lethal. It's not actually deadly. However, they're testing all these people who OD'd, and it turns out somebody laced this shit with fentanyl. Now, what's extra concerning about this is K2 is supposed to be, like, made in a real laboratory, not like that, like, meth shit where, like, you know, someone's got a fucking garage that they turned into a meth lab. No, this shit is supposed to be actually chemically done in a real laboratory, and police are trying to figure out who the fuck laced the shit. So far, there have been 3 arrests, but they haven't released additional information. But yeah, 76 people have OD'd, and they're out of Narcan. Like, the medics are literally out of Narcan. So, if you're using synthetics, please stay safe, okay? Okay.
Wait, isn't it Narcan? Or you just, you accentuate, don't you?
I do.
Midwest people.
What?
They don't say words like normal people.
It's a garage key.
Wrong.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Yes. So, yeah. So, yeah. They're lacing fake fentanyl. Go figure.
What the fuck? All right. I know. Dance it forward. Shit.
Trump's military parade is now expected to cost an estimated $80 million. If you've been keeping track, you will remember it started at $12 million, and then it went to $25 million, and then it went to about $40 million. Now we're at $80 million. It is a good thing that we are spending this money on this parade and not something important like, I don't know, clean water, you know, expanded Medicare, Medicaid, fucking food stamps.
The military parade that he started planning in 1972. How long has he been waiting for this shit?
Nigga, look.
Like, Chuck Schumer's gonna be pro-Palestine by the time he fucking runs this shit.
Chuck Schumer is never gonna be pro-Palestine. The fuck?
Yeah. That's why I said it. There will this military parade ain't is gonna be happen.
I hope it doesn't. Like, we don't fucking need it. Locally around here, Decatur, Illinois, a police officer was arrested for domestic violence. Hashtag good cops.
Yep, there's no such thing as one. Which, that episode is live on the feed, thanks to one of the homie locos that saw that shit was wrong, came through and kicked it and foot the bill.
Thank you.
Yep, and then, it was a tough one for the PayPal and the Patreon over the, really going into the summer. But then on top of that, it was just moving.
Right.
And trying to find a way. Getting the furniture was cheap. Quite literally, renting the U-Haul was more expensive than the furniture itself.
Right.
Yeah, getting moved and trying to do shit when you're both out of the foster care system and you don't know people.
Yeah.
And yeah, like Phoenix, Kalita, and I are quite literally fucking just by ourselves.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
And then if you're following this Omarosa Trump thing.
The nigger tape didn't drop.
The nigger tape did not drop. What Omarosa did drop was a secret tape of her talking to Lara Trump, one of the kids, after she got fired. And, okay, Omarosa said she got fired and they asked her to come back, and Trump's like, she's a lying dog and blah, 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 never, because she's horrible, whatever. So Omarosa released a tape of her talking to one of Trump's kids saying, you know, we'll hire you back. And I forgot now, and I closed the link, I'm not going to open it back up. I think that they were going to take her back for like $125,000 a month. Like, that was going to be her salary.
Huh.
Like, it was over $100,000 a month, so.
I will fucking go work there. Because all you got to do is just say goofy shit.
Yeah.
Like, I will replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders, get up there. It'll be like, so, what's he going to do about the jobs report? Comb his hair. Nigga, his hair is fabulous, nigga. I got him some activator. We're going to fix that shit up real proper. Get him some braids. What's left of it.
Damn.
Fix that shit up. He's going to wear his tennis shorts only from now on. Tennis shorts and sweater vest. That's all he's wearing from now forward. And you know what? You want to keep accusing him of being down with Russia? He's joining a Russian twerk team with his tennis shorts. So go fuck yourself. That's all you got to do to work for that administration is say goofy shit. Yeah. I will take $125,000 a month and then start building my little enclave of lefties so we can all live near each other and grow vegetables.
I'm down with that. Except, you know, after you leave, they'll kill you probably, so.
Nah, I'll get fired. I'll just get up there and not say some goofy shit.
You'll say something true?
Yeah.
Actually, he is racist. I don't know what the fuck you want from me.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter what you say true. You just be like, Miller Genuine Draft exists. Bullshit! Only Russian wine that you get with a tank exists. Only people that know the white-on-white crime episodes get that.
Ha ha. Inside jokes, people. Inside jokes. And the Vatican has broke its silence about a Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing decades of sexual abuses by priests and cover-ups by bishops, calling the accusations, quote, criminally and morally reprehensible. Well, thank you for that fucking statement.
Yes, indeed. Keep going. I found something. Yeah, keep going on that one.
Regarding the report made public in Pennsylvania this week, there are only two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes. Shame and sorrow, says Greg Burke, the director of the Vatican's press office. The Holy See treats with great seriousness. Duh.
What did the cat just do?
Fell off the tablet.
Oh. Yeah, it's not a skateboard, son.
They said they treat this with great seriousness, and the Holy See condemns the sexual abuse of minors. Sir, we not only have victims in present day, we also have history books. No the fuck y'all don't.
Okay.
No the fuck y'all don't.
So I'm still in one of those groups because I find it interesting that atheists still try to debate Christians. By default, off scratch, every Christian debates in bad faith because there is no debate.
Right.
Because there is no evidence. And I find it interesting that they still do it. And I look in there and one of the atheist folks made a post, and it was about this story, and mm-hmm. they shared a link to it. And they asked a question in the post. They said, so where was God while all this was going on? Busy helping people find their keys and win football games? And some people were like, yeah, go fuck yourself. And another individual in the group said, so I'm curious. If one of the priests, say, truly repents and asks Christ forgiveness, and one of the victims turns forever away from God, cursing him and his holy name, does the priest go to heaven while the victim goes to hell?
Yes.
Any believers in heaven and hell, a hell thing want to answer that? And Vinod Isaac, VinodIsaac, said, answer is yes. Because Jesus paid the penalty and made the grace available, one received it and the other rejected it. Because on received it is he who is redeemed from his sins and the other rejected it, so his penalty remains. You have to kill them. You can't reason with wacky fucks like that.
Yeah, which is also like, heaven is supposed to be this eternal paradise. Literally, you have to share it with your rapist or else.
Yep.
Like,
which, you know what? Fuck heaven. That's right here. Particularly, according to the Catholic Church. I can't say we covered this in the Wine Cellar. This is before I met Phoenix Kalitor. But, oh, geez. One of those, like, Hispanic Catholic nations, very small.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, 11-year-old girl got raped, got pregnant, had to marry the rapist, according to the Bible.
That's a lot of them, like, force that, actually, because abortion is illegal. And they don't want single moms. So actually, like, being forced to marry the rapist is pretty common in a lot of Latin American countries. Which is actually, like, I think it... Oh, fuck. I don't remember what country it was now, but I was reading a report, and out of all the women incarcerated, like, 60% of them are in prison for either trying to get an abortion, having an abortion, or having a miscarriage that they couldn't prove was a, like, natural miscarriage. Like, that's... It's not fucking... theft, it's not fucking selling drugs, it's not, you know, it's for fucking abortions related things. So yeah.
But then people be mad when some woman just types on the internet a very simple sentence, kill all men. I get it. Cause like, if I'm just walking down the street and some woman that dealt with some shit like that just fucking shoots me in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, well, fuck, she didn't know. Yeah. She's just like, fuck, it's one of them. Shit, of boom, them. Take them out.
That's the thing, is there's not, like, again, like, it's not like uniforms. It's not like they're going around wearing name tags or signs saying, yeah, I'm one of those guys who thinks that you should be forced to die in childbirth, you whore. Like, you know, just saying.
Yeah.
All right. I don't really actually have a segue. Well, I guess, no, yeah. I guess we can, just, since we're talking about men... I guess we can do that story.
There you go, buddy.
Florida man. Yeah. You know, Florida man.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
A Florida Keys man was jailed after police said he sent a life-threatening text to a woman who refused his sexual advances. But y'all are the mature, rational ones, yeah?
Wait, he sent her these? So, like, over the text message?
Yeah.
So he got her telephone number where? Like, did they work together? Where's this story going? There's more.
The text message read, I will blow your fucking house up, according to the Blues Report. Nicholas Kevin Chu, age 41 of Marathon, was arrested in his home August 4th after telling police, quote, the whole thing was a joke and she didn't understand. Okay, because it's not like, you know, there's actual... relevant history of women being killed for turning down men's advances to her think that you were probably being serious. Huh?
What the hell?
Chu, who was listed as a waiter, was arrested on suspicion of committing written threats to kill or do bodily injury, which is a felony. At 2:46 p.m. on August 4th, Monroe Sheriff's deputies responded to the American Legion, where a 37-year-old woman told them she was afraid to go home because Chu had threatened to blow up her house. She said she was in shock and had known Chu for several years and is a friend of his girlfriend.
All right.
So, obviously he has her number because she's friends with his girlfriend. But dude has a girlfriend and straight up threatened to kill another woman for not having sex with him.
And then told the police it was funny jokes. Funny jokes.
Chu told police the woman was threatening his relationship.
Oh, that's it.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, how the fuck is she threatening your relationship when you're the one trying to have sex with her and then threatening to kill her when she won't have sex with you? What?
This show is fucked up.
Word.
Knock my glasses off.
Yeah, I know. A transcript of the text conversation was included in the arrest report. It starts at 11:58 p.m. when Nick texts the woman. He asks her to have sex with him and not tell his girlfriend. She's threatening my relationship. That's why I texted her and said, please have sex with me and don't tell my girlfriend who you are friends with. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. She responded, you know I'm gay, right?
Oh, Jesus. The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
So this was at noon, 11:58, he texts her. By 2 p.m., he was threatening to blow up her house.
Wait, what time? To what time?
2 hours. Noon to two.
2 hours.
2 hours.
That's kind of reasonable in the full context of men wanting to harm women.
Yeah, that actually took longer than I might have thought. Well, because it was probably text and not in person.
Yeah.
If it was in person, it would have been like
at the bus 10 stop at the most. Detroit,
right?
At a bar in New York, we can go on a train in Atlanta.
Shit.
At a house party in I think also in Atlanta.
Yeah. At a house party in Chicago.
Yeah.
At a wedding in Detroit.
Jesus Christ, yeah. It could keep fucking going.
At a funeral in Detroit.
Or if Donald Trump sees you. You're a celebrity. Yeah.
Fuck that guy. So that's what's happening in Florida. But it was a joke. And women don't see, women just aren't funny. They don't have a sense of humor. They don't get it.
Funny jokes.
All right. So speaking of shit.
Shit.
That was my segue. It was very clever. Not really. That was a pretty quick segue. Naval base spills 8,000 gallons of raw sewage into Puget Sound.
God damn it. That's where I'm from. That's my accentuation.
Yeah, we know Washington State.
Yes, ma'am.
Bremerton, Washington, Naval Base. Do you know this one? Kitsap Bremerton Naval Base?
Yes.
Yeah. Spilled 80,000 gallons of sewage into the Puget Sound over a two-week period. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. You did it for 2 weeks.
Fuck.
Oh, my
bloody
God.
Bloody Fortnite.
No. And has since issued a no contact advisory for the water. No fucking kidding. Shouldn't touch the water they dumped 80,000 pounds of shit in.
Spanaway Lake, Columbia River, and now Puget Sound. Fuck it. Like, that's literally the name of the area. Like, now I live in fucking shitland. I don't live there now, but that's where I'm from, and we already had Tacoma aroma.
Yeah, well.
Puget shit.
Yeah. Sorry. Ugh. Quote, during a no-contact advisory, the public is advised to avoid contact with the water in the affected area. This means the district recommends against swimming, wading, or any other types of water recreation or play where water could be swallowed, get into the mouth, nose, or eyes. Ew!
Maybe they should have built an awning over it. Fuckers.
Total tangent.
Yes.
A story that I forgot to cover the other day. Apparently they're putting outdoor urinals in Paris because dudes be pissing so much it's like a fucking sanitation problem. Speaking of awnings and Europeans.
What are they doing in France? What the fuck? That's France?
Yeah, Paris, France.
And that's the place that fucking everybody
like romanticizes. Like the high culture. They're so refined. They have the bread and the cheese and the Louvre and Notre Dame is in France. They're the peak European culture. It's Western culture. Yeah, they literally have outdoor urinals because dudes be... And like, let's be honest, it's got to be dudes pissing outcide. Cis dudes in particular.
It's a religious thing, right? It's urinarian, and somebody's like, I said Unitarian. Like, oops.
Oops.
Well, we're here now.
So yeah, there's literally just like, that almost looks like a little like phone booth, but it's like a urinal, and you just go piss in it.
So there's just honey buckets all over the fucking place.
Yes!
I like how, what did they call it? Oh, they didn't have a name for it?
Just outdoor urinals.
Outdoor urinals, honey buckets. All right, call it the gross McMurrican name because you're gross.
That is gross. And that, like, now, like, next time someone's like, we need to preserve Western culture. I'm like,
No.
Okay.
None of it. Nothing of your fucking culture. Everything about your culture is shit. That's why you all tried to run away from each other. That's why you all fight and kill and hate each other so much. You do it over sports teams. You riot after a hockey game because your team won. You're fucking sick. Your culture is fucking shit.
Yes. Yes. So I forgot to mention that. So that's what's going on in Paris. So I really never ever want to go to Paris now. So
Paris.
What's that? Home of Pepe Le Pew.
They're living up to it.
All right. Continuing this quote about the no contact advisory, people should also avoid direct skin contact if possible and immediately wash with soap and water if they have been exposed to the water. Signs have been posted at locations around Sinclair Inlet at the head of Port Washington Narrows up to Lions Park. The health district said Naval Base Kitsap Bremerton spilled the sewage from Monday, July 30th until Tuesday, August 14th. That's actually longer than 2 weeks, by the way. That's 16 days. Not 14 days.
They rounded to the nearest fucking shit.
They did. And then, like, there's this map. This map probably means more to you than it does to me, but that's a... seems like a large amount of area that is in red that is under this advisement. So, yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's why they don't have all the fucking cities named. Because you have more shit in there, so to speak.
Yeah. So, yeah. Stay the fuck out of the water. Although, it is concerning because it looks like this... with the way this is set up, like, it's butting up to, like, two other lakes or water sources. So it's actually in, like, three water sources.
Yeah, why not? The gentrification wasn't bad enough.
Oh, my God. They're gentrifying their shit. Oh, my God.
Shit. This is a shit episode.
Ugh.
It's not even sure happy it's Tuesday. Mañana's viernes, way. Ah. Fuck it, it's the wine cellar.
The wine cellar.
Yeah, what the hell you gonna do?
Right. Oh,
the hell you gonna do?
Your gun?
Get your gun?
I was gonna.
Oh, you have one. More shit.
Just one.
Vince Luter has one more.
Because I feel bad after all that horribleness. I'm gonna say something happy real quick here.
Yes.
NYU makes tuition free for medical students. The school has raised more than $450 million of its estimated $600 million needed to cover tuition. New York University said Thursday it will cover tuition for medical students regardless of financial situation, a first among nation's major medical schools in an attempt to expand career options for graduates who won't be saddled with six-figure debt. School officials worry that rising tuition and sourcing loan balances are pushing new doctors into higher-paying fields, contributing to a shortages of research and primary care physicians. See, they're not doing it because they care about you. They're doing it because it's bad for the economy.
Yep.
NYU, yeah, raised more than... Home Depot founder Kenneth Langone and his wife donated $100 million. But did y'all hire that nigga back that y'all fired because he said something to the white man who was calling him a nigger and ghetto and all this, that, and the other?
No. Oh, that's right. That story did happen. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. And you know, the only fucking outlet I heard that covered that shit was goddamn Tariq fucking Nasheed.
Ugh.
Yeah. Fucking... that fucker covered it.
Shit. The school will provide full tuition scholarships for 93 first-year students and another 9 already covered through MD-PhD programs. Ow! Thank you, Kat, for jumping on me. You have claws. You don't know, but you have claws. As well as 350 students already partway through the MD-only degree program. This is going to be a game changer for us, our students, and our patients, says Dr. Rafael Rivera, an associate dean for admission and financial aid. The school will refund out-of-pocket tuition to payments already made for the current year and return loans students may have taken out. The move dwarfs efforts by other schools, including Columbia, the University of California, to alleviate the financial strain of a medical education. So, yeah. Huh? According to studies, 72% of graduates from the class of 2018 had $195,000 in loans on average. Holy shit, that's a lot.
That's a fuck stack.
Like, that's a house. Like, that's a cheap house out here.
Yeah, and a cheap house, which that's also a problem.
Right, but that's a cheap house.
And you're talking away from your microphone. Yes,
that is a cheap house.
Yes.
So there's that. So we'll see what happens. Maybe more schools will follow up. I would just like them to start, like, decreasing tuition, though. Like, I can't understand why tuition has gone up so much, honestly, over years. But this is a step in the right direction.
Growth for the sake of growth.
Yay, capitalism!
Yeah.
All right, now I'm done for real, for real. I had to leave them with something a little happy.
We are. All right, so that is fucking paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. And we be needing the funds, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get ready to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go back to work. And then I will also go back to work, but I got to do food prep. Got to do an ass load of food prep because yes. I'm going to be at work for a long fuck
extra
time.
Extra chicken.
Yep, extra, mucho. Maybe I need some potatoes for energy.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Should I get pasta noodles?
We have some pasta noodles.
Those are carb loading, right?
Yes.
When you do that, and then you're like...
They give you energy, like, later.
Okay, so you have those, like, 20 hours in advance.
Yeah, you eat them the day before, and then you're...
Yeah, because Maddow was saying that about the 2012 election. Yeah, I'm mentioning Rachel Maddow here. Rachel Maddow said that about the 2012 election was like, because they're cutting down voting areas and you're going to be in line for a long time, the day before eat a big fuck bowl of spaghetti.
Really? She actually said that?
Yeah. Get ready to stand in those lines.
Okay, well.
Yeah, old Rachel Maddow was pretty dope. But then
MSNBC got her.
Yeah, now they're just putting her in a box. What? You're not feeling that? You're not ghetto. Fabulous. Broadcasting live from the world to Los Angeles. Ghetto. Fabulous. Let's get together and just handle this. Phoenix Kalita wants to rock the mic. She wants to spit the dope bars. Keep it hot tonight. Extra fresh. But it's not shit in my water. I can't handle this. They fucked up Puget Sound, B. They fucked it up.
That's the worst part, is like every time we cover Washington stories, it's always fucking bad news. Like, oh, it turns out there's like cocaine in the salmon.
Oh, shit, man. Like, after the 2012 thing where they made a recreational reefer legal on the state level there, one of the first stories I covered, started podcasting, fucking cop pulled a guy over and arrested him because his tongue was green and he thought that was reefer. But we all know that's because he was probably eating Dum Dums candies or something. Right. Or
Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers. Laffy Taffies, which a certain so-called rap song ruined that word. All right, I got to get the fuck out of here. Have a good one.
Bye, y'all.